Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. How to get creative to get the things done that you know need to get done. How to get creative to get the things done that you know need to get done. For example, books, reading books. It so happened a few days back, a few weeks ago, my daughter, my son, myself, all three of us wanted to read the same type of books. I run advisory roles for technology startups, one of my hobbies, passions, interests, whatever you say. My daughter runs a creative consulting company. My son has recently kicked off his own. So the three of us were, for whatever reasons, were all interested in reading certain types of books. But these were not like Lord of the Rings or something that is so much fun, or Harry Potter that you can pick up, start reading, and you cannot put it down. These books were eminently designed to be put down every 2 minutes. So we said, oh my God, we need to read these books, and they're not necessarily the funnest books to read. How do we do that? And voila, we came up with this idea together that saying, why don't we read it together? Why don't we go through this pain together? Why don't we hold each other accountable? All right, so we said, okay, let's do that. And we did that a few weeks back, and I'm very happy to report we have actually finished our book number one. Can you believe that? Just in 2 weeks, we finished book number one. And I'll take you through this process, because having this concept of accountability, running buddy, mentor, mastermind, all of these concepts are similar. They serve exactly precisely one purpose: to keep you on track from your source to destination, to get the thing that you are struggling with to be done. Okay, how did we do that? So we picked the book, first of all. All three of us agreed we had to read that book. Okay, and then we picked two time slots. And we said, okay, at 5 p.m. on, I think we picked Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays, 5 p.m. was the time we picked when all three of us were available. And it had to be a short call, 15 to 20 minutes, no more than that. And we're going to stay focused only on this topic. And we have to come to that. We should have finished a certain number of pages, take down notes, and we give us our summary of our takeaways. So that's how we set it up. Superb. So we did that, and we made sure, again, we made a pact that nobody could miss these meetings, and we could not book something else, we could not have excuses, blah 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 blah. And if there were excuses or reasons or travel, we had to let each other know ahead of time, and we have to reschedule it. So okay, so the rules of engagement were set. And the problem, we all downloaded this book on Amazon Kindle. It had no page numbers. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Amazon Kindle. So then we go in and we find out, okay, there is something called LOC, locations. We didn't know what the heck they meant, didn't matter. So this probably had 1,000, let's say it had 1,000 locations. And we said, okay, we're going to read a certain percentage of these locations every single day. I think we picked 10% or something like that. So we could finish it in 10 days, okay? So that's what, so you see how we had a group, the three of us, that we were accountable to. We set up regular communication. That was the second thing that we did. And that communication we also used, you could use conference calling perhaps to connect three people or more, but we used Zoom, okay? For many reasons, because the Zoom free account is 40 minutes, we only wanted to connect for 15 to 20 minutes. It was a perfect fit. And it is one of the best video conferencing tools. Zoom, you have to pay me, I'm advertising for you. So we did all of that. So we set up all the elements in place, and then we figured out what we're going to read and how much we had. Look at the level of detail we went to. So many of us think that getting things that done, which we are trying to do for a long time and failing, is simple. No, there are a lot of elements to it. So the most important things in your life, your relationships, your job, your business, your financial freedom, your health, all of these are extraordinarily important. And you have been trying, like us, simple methods to try and solve it. Oh, I'm going to use willpower. I'm just going to do it. Well, you came to this kind of a motivational seminar for the 10th time. The last 9 times you did not do it using willpower.
So you got rah-rah excited. You said, this time I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to do it. This time you're going to do it. You said that 9 times out of 10, and you did not accomplish it because sheer willpower does not work.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle, but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions, and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
Joseph Murphy, I think that's the name of the author, he says in the book, The Power of the Power of Your Subconscious Mind, he says, when imagination and willpower are at conflict, what will happen? Your imagination will always win. I was like, really? Woo! When imagination and willpower are at conflict, I thought willpower would win. No, imagination always wins. And that is an important lesson to learn. So taking simplistic approaches to solve problems is not going to work. So we had to really figure out complicated ways to make things work, right? So we had to really figure out what are the ways we're going to make things work. And we had to bring in the right people, develop right communication time slots. We had to bring in exactly what is the task we're going to do together, how much of the task we were going to do between each calls, who's going to do what, how are we going to report to each other. Do you see how many small elements came in? And then call number one, we finished a certain percentage, reported to each other, call number two, call number three, call number four, four calls, and guess what? The book was done. But then we also felt, oh God, that was boring. Do we want to continue doing this? Then we said, well, we might still have to fix the boring problem because the second book we wanted to read was by the same author and we were afraid it'll be even more boring. We said, okay, how do we deal with it? We said, well, let's first give it a chance. Let's read it, a little bit of it, come back and see if it is boring. We all came back a couple of days later and said, we were all convinced it was boring. So we said, okay, the same person has written the same kind of a boring book, but extremely useful. How sad is that? Extraordinarily useful, but also very boring. So we said, well, how do we deal with it? We said, okay, we only finished 10%, there's 90% of the book left. Let each of us take 30%. You scan 30%, son, daughter, you scan 30%, I'll scan 30%. We finish the entire book, scan. This does not deserve a deep reading or a page by page, word by word, Harry Potter type of a reading, which is fun, entertaining, cannot put it down, etc. type of a thing. This is the exact opposite. So we said, scan 30%, put down your 5 to 10 key bullet points, each of us. We'll come back, we'll have 15 to 30 key bullet points. We've got what we wanted out of this book. And we spared each other of at least 1/3 of the misery. We are done. So tricks, creativity, doesn't matter. Get creative. Identify the problem you want to solve. Figure out who are your friends who want to solve the same problem or who is a mentor who has done the same thing before. Partner up with them, set up a mastermind, figure out the task, break it down to chunks, clearly specify what you will do, have communication set up to keep each other on track, and get it done. Wow, we got it done. We are feeling so proud, right? Practically completed 2 books in no time flat. Wow, isn't that exciting? We got to a point where we said, oh my God, we're reading books at a faster clip. I think it's worth trying out Kindle Unlimited. So we now are subscribers to Kindle Unlimited for the next 30 days. We're going to try out Kindle Unlimited to see if we're going to get any use of it. We can come back and report it here as well. But I hope you got something extremely useful. He calls it the principle of mastermind, or the mastermind principle in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Okay? And it's not a joke. These are all tools, guys. Many, many others have used that. There's not much difference. We're all the same, except the great people have figured out how to work around human weaknesses and frailties and come to the solutions. That you and I have the same problems as they do, except they figure out ways to handle their frailties, overcome them, and get it done anyway. That is the magic of being successful. So hope that was extremely useful. I'm so kicked. I'm so thrilled that I made this audio for all of you. Hope you took notes. As always, my request is, if you still haven't rated us, stop right now, put down everything, go to iTunes, Google Play, rate us 5 stars. If you still haven't shared this with anybody else, you really need to, my friend. You really need to help us, because our goal is to reach as many people out there as we can. So you need to share this with your friends, bring us more people, and help us continue to make this and keep this free, right? But I hope you're taking notes, hope you're writing down ideas on how to apply them and making your life better. And only then will our purpose be served. Then and only then will our purpose be served. That is, you're improving yourself, you're happier, and you're prospering. Okay? See you next time, my friend. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.